another episode of Nerd to Nerd, the podcast that encourages you to let your inner nerd out. I'm Lee.
And I'm Binks. And we're back.
Yeah, and it feels like we've been off the air for 18 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days.
Yeah, kind of. it's been a while.
And some of that was certainly planned. I know that you get to spend some time with your family.
Yes, I did.
The holiday.
Yes, I did. I was a little nervous there for a minute because my brother-in-law got COVID a couple weeks before Christmas, and I thought it was going to just run through my entire family and that I wasn't going to get to go home, but I did. So yeah, it was really good. It was good to see. I got to see my sister's new house where they are living with my mom now. She has her own little in-law apartment, and yeah, so it was nice. It was nice to be with my family for the holiday. Yeah, it was a really nice time.
Awesome. Awesome.
It was a good break.
Well, good. I'm good. I'm glad you had some time to spend with your family.
Yeah, it was much needed.
Yeah. 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 So
what about you?
Well, for the holiday for me, it's like, you know, just hang out at home. I'm good. my family lives in, you know, Pennsylvania and I'm in Ohio. Right. So I could certainly go visit them, but I'm older and they're older and, you know, who cares? No, I'm kidding.
It's not like it's like, you know, oh, yeah. Christmas. Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. we talk on the phone all the time. We were supposed to, we're supposed to start back up on the pod after New Year's, and it was actually the Monday after New Year's weekend. Mm-hmm. So Saturday was New Year's, and Monday, Henry decides that he's not a 10-year-old dog anymore and tries to jet out the back door. And he's got a bad back. He's got arthritis. He's on medication for it because somebody feeds him too much, and we won't we won't say who that
we're
is.
We're not going to point fingers. No. I mean,
to my defense, no vet has told me until this last one, I've finally found a vet that will actually like interact with me and tell me that, oh, by the way, your dog is overweight.
Right.
And I was feeding him. I've been feeding him, you know, what I'm supposed to be feeding him according to the dog food manufacturers, but you know, apparently you're not supposed to listen to them. Anyway,
yeah, who are they anyway?
He's on a green bean diet. He's lost quite a bit of weight, and I don't have a way to weigh him, but I can see it, and my neighbors have mentioned it. Anyway, he's got a bad back. He's 10 years old, and he tore off into the backyard, and I watched it happen in slow motion. He basically collapsed in the middle of the backyard.
Ooh, no.
I think he pulled something, twisted something. I don't know. He won't put weight. He puts weight on it, but he won't put consistent weight on his hind leg. So,
poor Henry.
Yeah. So he can't climb the stairs. I have a 2-story house and he can't climb the stairs to sleep with me at night. And so if I come upstairs to go to bed, he cries because we're codependent. and that's fine. I've been sleeping in the recliner, and now I've got an inflatable bed that I'm sleeping in my living room.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, I'm not getting the rest I need. And, but he is getting better. But you know, it's just been one of those things where, he's my soul. He's my baby. We are each other's world because, I don't want anyone else in my world at the moment. But I'm his
Fair
only
enough,
human,
I mean.
You know, and so we're very codependent that way. So if I'm home and I want to be with him and he wants to be with me. So long story short, that's kind of why we've taken in a little bit of an extended break, but he's feeling much better. And last I checked, he was in his orthopedic bed, which is a 3-inch thick orthopedic bed that it's big enough for me to lay in with him if I wanted to.
Oh my God. And he's a big dog.
He's a big dog.
That's gotta be huge.
But he's fine. And if he wants to chime in, it will probably because it's a sunny, nice day here in Ohio, and he's watching people walk outside, and he may have something to say. But you know, it's fine. Everything is fine.
That's our motto.
Yep. So anyway, so we're glad to be back.
Very
talking
glad.
About some nerdy stuff.
Heck yeah! It's been like you said, 18 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days.
That's what it feels like. So part of me sitting with him and not being able to like, you know, run around and do stuff, I've kind of been watching some stuff that I wouldn't normally watch or binge. But there's a couple of shows I just want to, you know, talk about real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. You got me on one already.
Yeah. Yeah. So one is called Station 11. It's on Showtime.
And that's the one.
Yeah. And it's an adaptation of Emily St. John Mandel's 2014 novel by the same name.
Okay.
And it's set 20 years in the future. And it's a story about the survivors of a fatal flu pandemic
that very, very timely
ripped through the planet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so well written, and just the acting is just phenomenal in this series.
Yeah.
It kind of hits home for me because I'm kind of writing my own apocalyptic fanfic. For Way Hot, and
I know I was like, as soon as I I watched the first two episodes last night, I got sucked in, but as soon as I saw like the juxtaposition between like the past and like the present day, like, you know, they were showing like certain scenes of like, you know, just like city streets and stuff and what they look like before and after, I was like, oh my god, Lee is gonna love this.
Yeah.
I was like, this is perfect for Lee, this is like research.
Yep. So there's a tiny bit of gay in it. I don't know. I can't remember if you haven't
seen it yet, okay, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah. It's not overtly, you know, in our face. One of the main characters has a boyfriend, and, you know, as his life progresses, I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it yet, but
I haven't.
and the kind of this, even the main character, mm-hmm. have you seen her as an adult yet?
Yeah, at the very end of the first episode, you see the scene where she's on the beach.
Right. Okay.
So reading the book.
It struck me as sexuality in whatever year this is now, 2042, I think they're in, is the
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
I think
that.
It's 2042. Okay. It might even be farther than that, but it's, you know, because the population of the Earth is minimal. Mm-hmm. I kind of get the impression that sexuality is fluid in almost everybody's, you know, all over the spectrum.
Right. Right.
And I don't know. It's not really, like I said, it's not overt, but definitely one of the characters is flat out a gay man and you know, continues to be one, throughout the series. So it's a limited series. It's only the 10 episodes that are on, and you know they apparently they spoke about that too. It was like because people were asking for a continuation, but it was always just meant to be this limited series.
Right,
such a good
based story. On the one book, and then it's done.
Mackenzie Davis is the lead actress, and Lori Petty is in it too.
Phenomenal. Appeared, I'm like, oh my god, that's Lori Petty! Like, yeah. I got really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mackenzie Davis, of course, I have a crush on her. Yeah. Even just from when she was in Terminator, the last Terminator movie, where she just got totally like jacked. she has definitely like gone off of that, because she was like really like cut and like kind of like very like masculine looking in that movie. And I remember seeing her in that Holiday, that rom-com, the gay with Kristen Stewart.
What was
it called? Happiest Season or whatever. Yeah. And you could tell she still had like, you know, like she was still very like cut.
Muscular.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Fit. So she's softened out a little bit, and she's the Mackenzie that I knew from before. So
yeah. Yeah. I don't know who the child actor is that plays her counterpart, but she's phenomenal.
Great.
Yeah.
She's so good.
The acting is like, I mean, the whole thing, everything about this series is well worth checking out.
Yeah, the CGI, like, you know, making it look like a post-apocalyptic world is just, it's crazy good.
Yeah.
Really cool the way they do everything.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't wait to continue on that one. So
yeah. Luckily, you don't have to wait. I had to wait every week because I started.
Oh, you did?
It. Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were releasing it.
Yeah, they were releasing it once. Okay. It was Wednesdays or Thursdays. I can't remember which.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm really, really excited that I can just binge the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I would have stayed up last night and watched more, but I knew we had the pod this morning. Yeah. I'm like, nope, you're going to bed.
Yeah.
Got to get up and be ready.
Yeah. Another one that I've gotten hooked on is called Yellow Jackets, and it's also on Showtime.
And I've seen one episode of that so far. No, two. I think I have seen two of that one now.
Yeah.
A different
kind of apocalyptic kind of
yeah
not even apocalyptic, it's more of a survival, right. it's a It's a horror survival psychological thriller. It's got a bunch of different tones to it. So this one airs on Sunday nights, and I don't know how many total we're going to get. It's still being aired.
Okay.
So I think we're on episode 10 will be tomorrow night.
Okay.
But it's a story about a high school girls soccer team, and they win the chance to go to the semifinals or the finals or whatever it is.
Right.
And they have a plane crash. I didn't know this because I was reading up about it, but it's apparently they're supposed to be in Ontario or areas of Ontario. So it kind of makes sense now that I've, watched enough of them that's why they're off course. And so it goes back and forth between the plane crash and them, figuring out how to survive, mm-hmm. and the present day as them as adults.
Right.
And it's another one that's so well done. Mm-hmm. Juliette Lewis is phenomenal.
Oh, yes. I love her.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah. I still look at her character and I'm like, that's Christina Ricci. Like,
yeah.
I'm having a hard time like seeing that is her.
Yeah. And again, the younger actresses who play them as younger people, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, have nailed their speech patterns, their facial expressions. You know who mm-hmm. is who mm-hmm. when they flip back and forth. It's just such a good show.
Yeah.
It is dark. It is.
I was going to say it's intense though, right?
Yeah. It's not a fluff piece by any means. But it is, a study on, human psychology and mm-hmm. Survival. And again,
what you're willing to do to survive, right?
Yes. And what you have to do basically.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You have to make certain choices and
how this is all, and I don't think it's a spoiler, but how this has all fucked their lives up in, mm-hmm. in the present. I mean, they, I can't remember early on how much of their current life we see. And you think it's like, happiness.
Honestly, from what I've seen thus far, you don't see much. Yeah. All you see is like the one chick is trying to run for office. And then the other one, a reporter's trying to get her to tell their story.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I've seen up to that point.
It becomes evident pretty quickly that their adult lives are not, all roses and puppy dogs and, happiness. Yeah.
Right.
So,
you mean after a plane crash where everything turns violent, you don't just like snap back?
I think they were like in the woods for like 18 months too.
I was going to say,
it wasn't a short amount of time.
And that's what draws me. Like, I want to understand like why and all
how.
That. How? Yeah, how exactly?
So
I just haven't. I think it's one of those shows where I feel like I have to be in the right mind frame for it. Like I can't be feeling anxious because it will just feed into my anxiety.
So I mean, that is possible. It doesn't cause me anxiety when I watch it. Because the characters are so almost blasé about it.
Okay.
Even when they're were with the youngsters in the woods, it's like they're not in this frantic panic.
Okay.
They all kind of take, stock and their roles, and there's a few panic moments, but
right. And then there's always like there's always a hierarchy of who's in charge and who does what and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the last I've seen is that the plane has crashed and they're just trying to get people out of the wreckage and stuff. Yeah. So that's really where I'm at.
Yeah. It settles down and they get into a groove.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But it's definitely worth checking out if you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm definitely going to continue. I just I've been a little anxious the last few weeks. It's been a rough time for me, just personally and whatnot. So I need to pace myself with certain shows.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
And just the last one that I comes up on my radar, we've talked about it before and it's the reboot of Sex and the City. It's called And Just Like That. It's on HBO.
And I have not seen the latest episode and I'm kicking myself because we could have totally delved into it. And apparently something happened that I'm going to be excited about.
Something happens. I'm reading Twitter and I'm kind of delving into some of the literature that's out on the internet because people are having kind of the same reaction that I'm having, you know, the intention is for them to depict these characters in their 50s and how their lives have changed. And it's not, the intention up front was never for it to be a futuristic version of the original series. So the original series was relatively light. There was humor. Mm-hmm. There was, yeah. There was some controversy, but not a lot. It was more of an entertaining, fun show.
Right. Right.
That is not their intention with this series.
Right.
This series, okay. They want to depict these characters in their 50s and reality of how people in their 50s go through life.
Right.
And I'm like, and I think I've even said this to you. I know that I don't look my age. People have told me that before, but it's like, oh my God, I'm looking. And then these women are, you know, this is not a criticism by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
I don't look like them. And I mean, they're beautiful. Don't, you know, don't get me wrong. It's like, you know, but I definitely don't look like I'm in my 50s anyway. And apparently I don't think like I'm in my 50s either, because my life is completely different than these women. But again, it's, you know, it's an entertaining look at how you, you know, function as a 50 something year old woman in this world today. Right. And, right. You know, we're going to give them grief. We're going to take away a husband yeah, that she, yeah. they fought for so long to be together, and
yeah.
you know, how Carrie's going to handle that. The thing with Miranda and Steve, you know, people were upset that, they're depicting him
basically cheated, or
well, you know? But they're depicting him as, you know, kind of the throwaway character, and where is he in all of this, and you know, why right. is, and it's not about him, it's about the women,
right? Yeah, it's their story.
It's he's not, they're not like departing from the actual character in and of themselves, because he would do anything for Miranda,
mm-hmm.
you know. After he cheated on her way back in the day.
Oh my God. I never watched the full series all the way through. Yeah, so yeah.
They've had some ups and downs and trauma and drama, and they've mm-hmm. struggled as well. But you know, and they address it in this episode, and this whole introduction of Shay and how Miranda is smitten 100%. So Miranda basically tells Shay that she's in love with him, and it's after they've had like actual sex this time.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're in bed together. Like,
and this is the episode I have
fully naked in bed. It's very, very hot. Uh-huh. It's very well done. It's very realistic again,
oh, okay.
Because it's two queer actors,
right.
Depicting this for us.
Yes.
I don't know if this show is flying under the radar because it's, for, you know, it's on HBO, or because people think it's for older people, but you need to go frickin' watch this show. It is well worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I really am kicking myself that I didn't see the latest episode before yeah. this, but I will definitely be watching the whole scene with Miranda and Shay in Carrie's apartment
yeah.
kitchen in their first encounter. The only part about that whole scene I didn't like was that it was intercut with Carrie struggling in the other room, trying yeah. to use the, you know, go to yeah. the bathroom.
Yeah. And we've talked about, there's a couple of cringy things, even when yeah. Miranda is in her bedroom, and she's talking to her son through the door, and she's, you know, got the vibrator God, yes. going. That was incredibly yes. cringeworthy.
Yes. And uncomfortable. And very just uncomfortable. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, yeah, stop.
I
You stop, you have the conversation yeah. and then you can continue.
Or you tell him, you know, I need a minute. Come back.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't keep talking.
No. While you're masturbating.
Yes,
like, no,
that was very uncomfortable. That.
Yeah. Very, very uncomfortable. But then again, she does say that she's going through something where she's chronic masturbation.
Yeah.
Like she's just doing it all the time now.
She traded off her addiction for alcohol, which not.
Oh, that's right. You know, that's right.
If it was an addiction, but her need for constant something.
Yes. Some sort of release, something. We'll say.
Yeah. But that, you know, they're addressing it and you know, yeah. I'm gonna divert for just a second because we're talking about Sarah Ramirez. So, you know, I will always see them as Callie Torres on Grey's Anatomy. And when the announcement that Grey's got renewed, and we'll talk about it a little bit, but so does Station 19. But when Grey's got renewed, the young actress that played Sophia, which is Callie Torres's and Mark Sloan's daughter. So,
okay.
So Callie and Arizona get married and they raise Sophia because Mark gets killed.
Okay.
Well,
does he get taken by wolves?
He doesn't get killed. Okay. So he doesn't get killed. There's a whole nother, I could like spend an hour telling you what happened.
I know.
Because there's a plane crash and Mark gets injured in the plane crash. He doesn't die in the plane crash. Lexi does.
Right.
But he eventually dies. So yes, I just spoiled it for everyone who's going to go watch the 17 seasons.
It's been
seasons.
Out for 18 years.
Well, so. It's 17 seasons. So it's like season seven, whenever the musical episode is when, no, I apologize. The plane crash was before the musical episode because Arizona had already lost her leg. I don't know.
So, I mean, isn't that, oh my God.
I want to talk about soap operas.
Seriously.
There's so much going on. Anyway, the young actress who played Sophia, who was probably in, I would say, 4 or 5 years old when that happened. So how many years ago that was. She's obviously, you know, a young adult now, I'm going to guess. Anyway, she took to Twitter and she made a comment. And then, of course, everyone jumped on it that we're all hoping that they'll bring back Callie and Arizona for the this next season. Ooh. I know that both actresses have expressed their willingness to do it. Mm-hmm. We're trying to manifest it. So
bring this into reality and existence.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, obviously with, you know, Sarah's coming out as non-binary,
yes.
We would hope that they would also let Callie Torres do the same.
Yeah.
And you know, now we have a different dynamic with this queer couple. So yeah, we're hoping for it.
That's that awesome.
So that was my long
little rant.
Yeah, my long-winded
of Sarah Ramirez.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm definitely a Sarah Ramirez fan.
Yeah.
They were in Madam Secretary. I've mentioned this before, and I really liked their character. Also non-binary,
right.
Or suits, you know, had the hair like they have it now.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So
good deal.
So what's next?
So we're going to kind of get caught up on a couple of the things that have already like aired or we missed out on during our break. So
including the Book of Boba Fett and Hawkeye.
Yeah. So, and we've talked about it. I'm not a huge Star Wars expert by any means. I've watched the movies. I don't, you know, it's entertaining for me, so I don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
Other than, you know, I have a couple of criticisms, but the series is good so far. What are we on, the third episode? Second episode? I think
I just watched the second one.
Yeah, I think it's the second one. So. You know, I thought it was fascinating that they started in, you know, and John Favreau and the guy
Kevin Feige.
Yeah. Are writing this.
Oh, wait,
one.
No, Feige is he's Marvel.
No, it's Filoni.
Oh, yes. Filoni.
Are, you know, writing and producing and directing and, you know, running this one again, they did Mandalorian. It's definitely not Mandalorian. In my mind, but I was fascinated that they started with the fact that, you know, Boba Fett got sucked up by the
into the Sarlacc pit,
and that's where they start and show us, you know,
I was super excited,
yeah,
to
like
see
that
how he got out of that. That was really, really cool. That was definitely, like, you know, because I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I like Star Wars. I really do. I'm not a hardcore fan. I don't know all of the lore or the, you know, the all the, you know, terms and everything associated with everything. But I do enjoy Star Wars. But yeah, there were certain things that I picked out, like that was one of them, the whole Sarlacc pit. And then the whole what is the pit where Jabba, you know, the yeah, place the, where he's holding court. Boba Fett is
where they
is,
keep the monster. And I can't remember the monster's name.
Give me a second. Rancor.
Yeah. Rancor. Yeah.
So yeah, I love that. That's where freaking, you know, Luke Skywalker falls to the floor and he has to fight the Rancor.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was really cool to see that in a different light. You know, Jabba and all his minions are gone, obviously.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just really cool to see him in that environment. And then I also really love the fact that they go back to his past, you know, like, you know, with the Sarlacc pit, but mm-hmm. then what happens to him, like with the whole Tusken Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah. Like that. I love that storyline. And unfortunately we find out in this past episode that they all get wiped out by yeah. this gang of, I think they're called land speeders.
Bikers?
Or maybe, no.
They're,
yeah.
Are like, they bikers or something?
They're kind of like biker gang, but like but I think Star that's Wars what they
called them, I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. So that kind of made me sad. I was like, oh man, I was really enjoying that dynamic of him and the Tusken Raiders, you know?
Yeah. One of the young, riders that cause he saves the young riders from, they're stealing water. Boba Fett comes up on them in the alleyway.
Oh, yes.
So
with the tricked out, like, yeah.
The so bikes, the young yeah. girl with the dark hair.
Yes.
She's also in Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
She plays.
I was like, she looks so god darn familiar. Yeah. I just didn't take the time to look her up.
She's blonde in Yellow Jackets because she's playing Juliette Lewis's character's yes, younger version.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know her name. I apologize. But
yeah, she's good though. I like her.
I recognize her. I'm like, hey.
She was a badass. You know, there's a part where she's like going up against this ginormous Wookiee.
Yeah.
And she's like stabbing at him.
Well, I like to call Black Bart. I don't know what his name
is. Giant and black. And
he's got a name.
He looks really intense.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Is there a whole population of Wookiees? I mean, is
oh, yeah.
Chewbacca
oh, yeah.
wasn't the only one.
No. Actually, in one of the movies, I can't remember which one. Again, I don't track all of this.
Yeah.
But there is a movie where they show like tons of Wookiees. Like it's like
but I remember all in the battle Ewoks, and they're the fighting. Little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Are those Wookiees as well or are those something else?
No, they're their own
okay.
species or
I don't remember yeah. multiple Wookiees, but that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of cool. There was this whole scene of like a battle and there were tons of Wookiees. I want to say it was in one of the most recent, you know, of the trilogy that just came out.
It's possible I haven't seen it then.
There's a scene where it shows tons of them in battle. Okay. It was really, really cool
to
see that, you know.
Yeah.
Because we all, you know, forever have assumed that Chewie is like the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. The only other criticism I have is I want to see more of Fennec.
Oh my god, I love Fennec.
Be more badass.
Mingo
and I when? Don't understand. And I hope this isn't it, but I don't understand why you would get someone like Jennifer Beals to play in your TV series and give her like two lines so
yeah,
far.
That there's more to that.
I hope I'm
like pretty darn sure there's going to be more interaction with her going forward.
They could have given that role to any, not to sound like, you know, elitist, but they could have given that role to anyone and they gave it to her. So I'm hoping that there's more to it than,
yeah, I think I honestly get the impression
I'll show you the bar. She's going to have bars over there.
My bar. Would you like a drink?
Yeah. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, no, I get the feeling like, I mean, obviously, like Boba goes to her and, you know, because he's trying to find out what's going on, why they're trying to kill him, like who sent the assassins and everything. Yeah. And she goes, oh, you haven't heard? The twins are here or the twins are back in there.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, gross. Jabba's brother and sister.
Brother and sister?
Yeah. And they look like Jabba. yeah, I am enjoying the show. I love, you know, even like the fact that he has to go into that pod, you know, to sleep with the oxygen, you know, like,
oh
I
yeah, just, his reanimation chamber or whatever yeah. it's called.
And you know that, Boba is a clone, right?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. No. He's one of many, you know, and that's why like, his character, his face has been seen throughout a lot of the movies. It's because they made, I think it was his dad, Jango, that they took his DNA and created thousands and thousands of clones.
Yeah.
And that's like the whole, and again, I haven't seen it. So, I have seen it, the Clone Wars, but I don't really remember it because I didn't really like the prequels. Uh-huh. But there's, you know, the Clone Wars is one of the prequels to the Star Wars saga.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I just don't know enough. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm enjoying what I think I know.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to see where they take it. Now that he has a Rancor and
yeah, that he's falling in love with.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. He's like giving him scritches behind his He's like, oh, you like that.
Like, huh? I keep waiting for it to go chomp.
I was a little nervous when the guy's like, stand here, right directly in front of him. And he takes the eye things off. And I'm like, you might not want to be right in front of him.
Yeah.
But then I realized what he had said was,
It
imprints on the first person it sees.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me, oh, okay, that's what's going on. It's not like I'm setting you up so he'll eat you. Right. Because that was my fear. Like, oh my God, exactly. He's an assassin too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Book of Boba Fett, if you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yep.
It's quite enjoyable.
Something that we kind of, like I said, our extended break kind of, it ended and, we didn't get to talk about it. So
Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
There
were two episodes that we haven't gotten to talk about. Yeah. And in my opinion, they were the best episodes of the entire series thus far. Of course, because Yelena arrives like full force. I freaking love Yelena. Like, oh my gosh.
All the complaining that I was doing about no chemistry between Jeremy Renner and Hailee Steinfeld is like complete 180, 360 opposite, 180 opposite, whatever it is.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Those two need to have their own series.
Yeah. The whole, I made macaroni.
Like, yeah.
Love that whole
scene. She keeps calling her Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
Are you calling me that so I know that you know who I am? Yes. Like, just, yes, I am.
The comedic timing of Florence Pugh is just.
Yes. Yes. She embodies Yelena so freaking well. Yes. Like, I have a total crush on Yelena. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Florence is a lovely person, but Yelena specifically, that character, I have a huge crush on her.
Same. The whole sequence when they're kind of fighting each other and Kate slaps Yelena. Yeah. She's like, what was that?
I don't know. Yeah, in the last episode, they have this huge fight scene where Kate is trying to stop Yelena from getting to Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Because that's her mission, is to kill Hawkeye or
Clint. We think that's what, I mean, that's right. But I mean, she kind of like goes off mission and helps.
Well, yeah. I mean, her mission
with her mom and stuff,
kill Clint Barton.
Like, right.
That, but she has been hired to.
She's not like, she's kind of not going right after him in the second to last episode. She kind of like diverts.
I think Kate like definitely kind of like piqued her interest as far as like, well, who hired, like, you should know who hired you, yada yada. And you know, I get it, because that's the whole part of the mother's backstory, is that she really she's in cahoots with Kingpin, which is the big bad. And I actually have a theory about Kate's mom that I haven't talked to you about, but I honestly think that she killed Kate's dad when the attack was happening. And I actually started to rewatch the episode last night, but then I was like, nope, I have other things I need to watch.
Yeah.
But I really do think, because they're having lunch in the first episode, Kate as a young child is having lunch with her mom. And then she tells her to go upstairs and grab checkers. She runs up to her bedroom, and that's when shit starts happening, right?
Okay. Like,
the things are flying overhead, whatever. And so her mom is absent out of this whole scene where she's like running from room to room, like, mommy, mommy, daddy, like screaming, like, where are you? I'm scared. And there's no response whatsoever. And knowing, I mean, you would think that, you know, a mother would be like immediately like screaming for her child, like, Kate, you know what I mean? Like, you hear nothing, and we don't even see where the dad is or where Vera Farmiga, I don't know how to say her last name.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kate's mom is throughout this whole thing. And then all of a sudden, like after the building, you know, part of it has been ripped away and she's watching Hawkeye do his thing off the building. You know, she comes up behind her and says, okay, we gotta get out of here. It's just, from the very beginning, I'm like, something's not right. Like she was doing something she shouldn't have been doing. And I really do think that she probably killed Kate's dad. They either had it out and it was like kind of like in the heat of the moment, or what I think truly happened is that she took the attack as an opportunity and she took him out. That's my thought.
I mean, it's certainly possible.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just have this gut feeling like she probably was the reason why Kate's dad is no longer in the picture. So anyway, that was that. Yeah. Long winded way to say that I have a theory.
Cool.
The whole scene though, where Yelena in the second to last episode, it opens with her going to try to like set more widows free with the serum.
Yeah.
And she goes into that mansion with another person she's already set free, and they're trying to free this woman. Little do they know that she's not, she isn't under the influence of whatever chemical they were given. And she goes into the bathroom because she's just having a moment, and we see her blip, like we see her disappear and then reappear suddenly, like just... The way they shot that scene, I was like, oh my freaking God, that is so freaking cool. Because you see, like, she's in the bathroom and the walls, like, the color, the paint on the walls changes, like, as she's standing there. Yeah. She goes to wash her hands, the water goes through them, she holds them up, and then she disappears, and then she kind of, like, reanimates. And the way they did that whole thing, I was like, oh my fucking God, that was so cool. Loved it.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Did you understand what was going on there?
Yeah, that's when the world ended, basically, or the 5-year blip.
Yes. Yeah. And she comes out of the bathroom like, I've been in there for 5 seconds and you're telling me I lost five years.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, it's heartbreaking because she's like, you have to help me find Natasha. She doesn't know Natasha's already gone.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be worried about me. I need to let her know I'm okay. And it's so hard.
I just block the moments when they're all mourning Natasha. I just block it all out. Screw, fuck you. No, Natasha's not dead. No,
sadly she is. No. And then there's that scene where Clint goes and he's about to, you know, redon the Ronin suit to try to convince Echo to stop coming after Ronin. Mm-hmm. And he goes to the bridge and there's a plaque and it says, you know, like, this is where the Battle of New York started. And it lists all the people, Tony Stark, Steve Rogers, Natasha Romanoff. And he takes out his hearing aid so that he can just kind of have a conversation with quote unquote Natasha and just say, you know, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do. But, you know, he's like, I really wish, you know, things had turned out differently. It just hits you right in the feels because it just brings you right back to that moment. And you're just like, oh man.
Yeah.
And then the whole fight between him and Yelena, where Yelena's going for him.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't want to hear that her sister sacrificed herself.
Right.
She just keeps saying, you're lying. And she keeps going after him. The whole last episode, just from start to finish, I was on the edge of my seat. I was also laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
During that entire fight scene with Kate and Yelena through the office. Yeah. She's like picking up shit and throwing it at her. just like doing whatever.
Smashes her face against the window and wipes her wig.
Yes. Yes. So good.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
they definitely need their own series. I'm sorry.
They do. They really do. The comedic timing of both of them. And and I told you this too. There's a account on Twitter called Incorrect Bishova, which I guess Bishova is their ship name.
Okay.
Which is Bishop and
Belova.
I'm like, what was her last name?
Yeah.
So but it's hilarious if anybody wants a good laugh and loves Yelena and Kate Bishop, you gotta follow this account because it has me cracking up every day.
Cool.
Every time I see their stuff.
Cool.
Yeah,
by the way, real quick aside,
The
Eternals is, did you see the Eternals is on?
It's on Disney Plus. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet either. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to.
Yeah.
I want to
doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't get the best reviews, but I'm still.
It's again, it's setting up
Right.
For the new.
Right. The new.
Right. The new people. Because it's about the original set of.
The Eternals is, it's, or I think they're called Celestials.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to that. Their whole mission is to kind of like save, from what I understand, and again, I haven't seen the movie and I don't know the comics.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, they are there to protect humanity. Mm-hmm. But there's even a line, you know, that was in the trailer about, well, why didn't you do anything when Thanos did, you know, did his thing? But they're specifically there to protect humanity from a certain entity, a certain, like, I don't know enough about it, okay. But, I definitely want to watch it. I don't know where it falls in the timeline. I don't know that it's really part of our watch.
I don't think it is, to be honest with you.
I think it's kind of like off on its own.
Yeah.
Or it would be like one of the last movies we watch anyway, but, I still want to see it. speaking of which, Spider-Man, holy crap.
Yeah.
I went and saw that. Really good. I enjoyed it immensely and I really want to see it again. I haven't gotten a chance to go a second time yet, but I definitely want to see it again. Have you seen it or
no
heard anything about
no.
it? No.
I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan, so.
Oh, okay. You were never into the Tobey Maguire or the Andrew really. Garfield?
I've seen a couple of them. I mean, I know, you know, I know of him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was really into it, into the original or, you know, the other iterations of Spider-Man, right up until the third one of the Tobey Maguire, series. That movie just pissed me off. It just was so not well done. but this one really redeemed. I feel like it redeemed that. And it also just, it was so good. It was just really cool to see how they did everything. There were some moments in it where I was just like, no, like you did not just do that, but they had to. So yeah. I get it. Yeah. I'm trying not to give any spoilers because it is so, you know, it's so new and I don't want to be the person that spoils it for anybody because it's a good movie to see if you were into the others, you know?
Right. So. Well, cool. Well, just kind of shift gears away from our superhero-y stuff for just a second. So, so we got some news and I mentioned it earlier, but Station 19 and both Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy got renewed for new seasons. Mm-hmm. And we get new Station 19 in not till February 24th. So we got several weeks yet.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We got other stuff.
I'm looking forward to, I'm so glad that they're renewed. I love Station 19.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
And then there's my favorite show in the whole wide world. So we got Legends back this past week. We got a new episode, episode 8. It was called Annoyed Android, I think is the name of it. Paranoid Android.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was fun. It was, you know, watching them be evil and we get Zari in the midriff shirt with a tattoo upper side and holy fucking shit.
And a sleeve like holy on her
fucking
forearm. Oh my God.
These so actors, I'm odd. Telling you right now. And I think I mentioned this to you again with Henry convalescing. I started another rewatch from the very beginning of Legends of Tomorrow. So season all the way from season one. And I'm shocked
because I know you didn't a huge fan. No, I know. And go ahead.
I'm having such a blast. And as I watch it and, you know, I will always love this show no matter what. But I think I've been a little hard on the original seasons because they are so good. Just everything is good about this show. But there are multiple times in multiple seasons where we see evil versions of one or two or several of the characters. So this is not a new concept for the show. But in this iteration, they discover that they're the bad guys when they think they're the good guys. And evil Dr. Ava or Dr. Sharp, I'm sorry, evil Dr. Sharp. Oh, my fucking God. you know, and in any world, in any universe, with Sarah and Ava in it, there's chemistry, whether it's a sexual attraction or romantic attraction, or they just flat out hate each other. And that's what they, that's what we get in this episode. It was phenomenally fantastic. Absolutely loved every minute of it.
Yes. It was a good episode. I really got into it. I really like seeing
Spooner and Bayrod. Oh my God.
They're like going at it, like trying to be the bigger, like
competing
badass
with
or whatever.
Each other. So hilarious.
Yeah. I really, and I love the fact that even though they're androids who have been programmed to wipe out the actual legends, and they've been programmed to assume that they, or to believe that they are the real legends and they're the good guys, whatever, that because of their personalities, they start to pick apart all of the inconsistencies. Like Sarah's like, wait, something's not adding up. And so like, just because of who she is, she starts to pull apart the, you know, she sees the cracks in the facade, you know, and it's just, it's, I loved it. I loved every second of it. The whole thing with the chips, the chips, like, you know, the data chips that, you know, basically give them their personalities.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I love that it was her that discovered that something wasn't right. Like she knew, you know,
and that's Sarah, you know what I mean? Like she has that eye of, she sees shit for what it is. You know what I mean? So that was really cool that even though she's a programmed entity, because it's based on her actual personality, Sarah Lance's personality, she's seeing it for what it truly is, which is just, I thought that was really well done.
Yeah.
And like you said, with the whole Zari, you know, just, I loved her outfit, everything. Like, I was just like, oh my God. Just, more of that. But unfortunately, she gets reprogrammed at one point and turns even, like, originally it's her and Sarah are figuring out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then Gideon convinces her, like, I'll give you an upgrade and you'll even be better than you are, blah, blah, blah. And she unfortunately goes for it. She takes it and they all kind of gang up against Sarah and reprogram her again.
Yeah.
So then she no longer remembers that they're actually the bad guys.
Right.
Good.
I'm curious. So previews for next episode are, so not this episode, but the one before that, when they were in the airplane hangar and they were making the airplane.
Yes. Yes.
The very last thing we see is them all climbing into Gwyn's space.
The time machine.
Time machine.
Yeah.
And Gideon has the helmet that Bishop made for her that can now, they can now choose where they want to go.
Okay. I missed that part. I didn't realize she had it on or whatever.
Yeah, she has it on. And she, as they're running in, someone says, go, go, go. And Gideon says, where to? And someone says, home.
Oh.
And that's the last thing we see.
Okay.
So apparently in the next episode, they are in the mansion, but they are stuck in a reality TV show. And so apparently home for Gideon is reality TV.
Oh my gosh. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's all I know about the episode. That's they've kind of been a little bit tight-lipped about it.
It seems a little bit of a departure from where they've been going, but it's also, I mean, that's Legends. Like, they just, when you think they're going to go right, they go left. So
we know who the big bad. Technically, Bishop is dead, so I don't know how that's all going to play out, because they killed him in 1942.
Right.
But he's actually from the future. So,
but his android is still alive and well and pretending to be him. So,
but not on the ship anymore. We were just
not on the ship.
Yeah. So where's all that? And who's, you know, they're going to, now they have to catch the evil Gideon ship. So, you know, we're kind of getting to the last six episodes of, I don't want to say it, but the last six episodes of this season, hopefully we get more.
Yep.
And so that's, you know, I'm kind of, not kind of, I'm really concerned, because some news came out this last week. So Warner Media and Viacom CBS, who created the CW, and that's actually why it's called the CW. It's called the CW because it's the initials of CBS and Warner Media.
I didn't know that.
That's what they named it. So they created this network and this channel, and it's actually like 16 years old. So it's been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it's never been profitable. according to them. So there's some news that they're shopping around wanting to sell it. And there's a company called, I think it's called TriStar or something like that, that mm-hmm. might be actually interested in it.
Okay.
But we don't know, you know, the when or of... what's going on. If, you know, the CW is launching some brand new shows. There's a show called Naomi coming out. And I just saw a blurb the other day that they're shopping a, or promoting a, proposing. They're proposing, a series with John Diggle, who
from Supergirl.
Well, he's actually from Arrow.
I'm thinking of a different guy. Sorry.
Yeah. So John Diggle was Green Arrow's sidekick in the Arrow, but he's also he has been in Supergirl and he has made guest appearances on Legends of Tomorrow as well.
Okay. Cool.
But they're proposing a series with him and some younger people who are metahumans, and it's called Justice U. So they're in college and he's gonna mentor them or whatever. I don't know. Who knows if it's actually gonna, you know, get the pilot, but they're proposing.
Well, and
there's more shows coming out and they're promoting the shows they have and they're talking about making expanding their lineup and having, you know, Saturday night shows instead of just week shows.
Right.
And monopolizing on, because I mean, if you don't pay for cable or whatever, you can go watch these shows for free the next day on their app.
Right.
And they're talking about, you know, capitalizing on that and adding them to their streaming services instead of it being a live TV, you know, channel, which I'm fine with. I don't care how I have to watch Legends of Tomorrow, but I want, you know,
as long as you can get to continue.
I want 15 seasons of both my shows.
Well, it's funny that you said that about the app, though, because I was going last night to watch the Legends episode for this, right? And I went to the CW Seed app, and that no longer exists. They've now
taken it down,
and they've incorporated it into their CW app.
Okay,
so now you watch all the shows through CW. So gotcha. I was like, first of all, why did they have that separate app? It was stupid. Second of all, you still have to watch commercials, which it just pisses me off because it's like the whole point of having a streaming service or like an app is so that you don't have to sit through this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like every other streamer, they except for maybe Hulu, who throws like one at the beginning and one at the end. You don't generally have to sit through commercials.
Well, but if it's a free version, you do. Even YouTube.
Yeah, that's true too.
So it's a free version. If it was a paid version, I would definitely say yes. I would agree that you shouldn't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
But that hopefully, you know, that's what happens if they do sell it off. I don't get the impression that they want to completely disband it and never have, you know, CW shows ever again. I just have a feeling someone else is going to be financially backing it, which again is fine, but that may be what's postponing our news as to whether we get a new season or not.
Right.
Yeah. Who knows?
When in the past, like how close to the end of a season would they announce the renewal?
It's not a regular thing because we're all jumbled up with our seasons because of COVID and things. So we're like, I don't even know where we should be in our season premieres or endings. They typically like to announce them all at the same time. So
like all of their shows.
So Flash, Batwoman, Stargirl, all the other shows that, you know, whoever, because apparently Viacom still takes care of some of them and Warner Media still takes care of some of them. And then they both co on some, it's complicated. From what I was reading. Once they announce it, we should know all of the shows, whether they've all been the fate of all the shows,
and
don't know when that's going to be.
The thing is, like, it is interesting that they're like kind of like full steam ahead with even new shows and everything, and now they're talking about selling. And
the hope is, you know, it ends up on HBO, which is I think Warner Media owns HBO and whatever CBS's Peacock,
Peacock is NBC.
Whatever CBS is streaming, Viacom CBS has a streaming. I forget, is it Hulu? It might be Hulu. I don't know. I thought
it was just CBS, but I don't know.
No, they have their own. They have their own streaming as well, because that was the thought. Or this other company buys and backs it, but they continue to.
Oh, they would still
call
have
it the CW and continue to just
okay.
You know, everything stays normal up front, but all, you know, all behind the scenes have changed.
I see. I thought you were saying they were just selling it off. Like, you know, they're like, we're done with this and
they don't,
we
know.
Don't want to do this anymore. That's where I was going with my, brain freeze.
From what I've read, it implies that they want to continue to have some kind of creative input. But it's all under talks and there's nothing, you know, it could end up in any form.
Right.
So,
well, and it may take a year or more before that's all settled, you know, too. Yeah. So
let's hope we get an announcement before that, though.
Yeah, definitely. That would be nice not to have to do another Winona of are they or aren't they, you know, waiting on pins and needles. Like, are you going to renew us or what?
One special mention I have is, so I've been watching Batwoman. I just haven't been talking about it. They've gotten some unusual storylines going. It's still a good show. Mm-hmm. I'm still enjoying it. But this past week we had the reintroduction of Poison Ivy. So mm-hmm. Bridget Regan is Poison Ivy. And she, spoilers, but her girlfriend, her lover, mm-hmm. Brings her back. But we have a flashback scene with them where it's Renee Montoya is the character's name. Mm-hmm. It's the cop. Mm-hmm. And she actually has to end her girlfriend because she's Poison Ivy and she's killing everybody. So she has the antidote that Bruce Wayne made for her. And so she has to give it to her, and it's going to, you know, freeze her basically, so that she's kind of in this not undead animated state. But as they're having this discussion, they're going through this, you know, discussion with their relationship, and Renee's trying to talk, you know, Poison Ivy into giving it up. All through the scene, I hear this music playing, and it's just an instrumental, but I'm like, this song sounds familiar. And as it continues to play, I'm like, oh my God, I know this song. And sure enough, as they are kissing, it's Fletcher's song called Feel playing in the background. And it's like, can we get any more gay? I mean, this is just the most gay meta we could ever have right here. And it was just an amazing moment. Everybody on Twitter was tagging Fletcher, and she was like, yeah,
nice.
She was all happy about it. So
I love Fletcher.
Yeah.
Fletcher's excellent.
Yeah.
I love, the song Girls, or no, I Kissed a Girl, or what is it called?
It's called Girls, Girls, Girls,
Girls, Girls, Girls. Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's something with girl in it.
Yeah. I love
that song.
Quite a few songs.
I love Fletcher though.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that was, special gay moment. There's a lot. I was thinking about that again. It's like, I guess I think about this a lot, but my God, the time to be queer is
right.
Like, it's just so much going on for us. It's just amazing how much representation we have.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly. Not to say that, you know, there's not bad stuff as well, but this is like, I feel like in entertainment specifically in media, like we're just being finally, like we're finally getting what we've all been craving for years and years and years.
Yep. It's out there. We just have to,
support and And I love that, you know, creatives are actually like creating these stories now.
Yeah.
And, treating gay people like more than just background characters you know, the whole barrier gaze trope and all that crap.
Yeah.
Like, people are actually starting to say, no, that doesn't fly anymore.
Yep.
So I love it.
I mean, we've got a whole series, and season two is focused on, well, season one was too, but the whole entire Batwoman series is focused on a lead character who identifies as queer.
Yes.
And has queer storyline. I mean, it's, you know, it's just
love
a part
it.
Of the rest of, you know, it's a normal,
yes.
Every day. Hey, by the way, I'm queer.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah.
It is normal.
Yeah. So it's awesome.
Don't believe the lies we've all been told. All right. Well, I think we are we ready to jump over to Killing Eve?
Yeah. So, we got an announcement of an air date and a trailer while we were on our break. And so I was freaking out, of course. So February 27th on Sundays on BBC America. And I'm confused that it airs the next day on some other network. And I don't know if that's like the real BBC in the UK. Oh. I don't know. Anyway, for us in the US, it airs on Sunday nights.
It's on AMC, right?
No, it's BBC America. So we don't know a whole lot. We got very short trailer, and the description of the season, and this is from Deadline. I got this off of the internet. It's season four. Eve and Villanelle and Caroline are in very different places, and it seems that Eve is on a revenge mission to find out who killed. They don't know what is she revenging. We don't know. Because Carolyn Carolyn is on a mission to find out, who's behind the 12 and who ordered the hit on Kenny. So maybe Eve is trying to get revenge as well. But Villanelle has decided that she's going to go out and find someone to prove that she's not a monster. And we actually see her in some sort of religious
point.
yeah, which I don't know how that's going to
have. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but okay. give them the benefit of the doubt.
And they just announced this week that there's four characters that they've made series regulars, and Helene is one of them. So the one woman that we know of that's high up in the 12.
Oh yes,
the woman that she when Villanelle wanted to become a keeper and she had to go and. The tiny chair episode. So hilarious. Yeah. So Helene is going to be a key figure in this nice. Season. So
nice.
So I thought we'd try something a little different. I pulled down the trailer, and I have it in a program that I can play for us, and we can watch it live, and I'll stop on frames because several of them go by quickly, and you probably didn't even see them if you're just watching.
Probably not.
and so we can kind of analyze
you. I have you for that.
Yep. We can kind of analyze it and see if it's something that is entertaining. So let me share my screen.
Do you think what might have happened if we hadn't done what we did?
So that's the very first sequence, and that's, a replay of what happened basically in season three, where Villanelle kind of tricks Eve into killing, I forget the guy's name, Raymond, with an axe.
Oh, right. Yes.
That was actually the end of season two. I apologize. So that happened in season two. And then in the end of season three, we see them on the bridge, parting ways, but not parting ways. And in this trailer, you hear Carolyn's voice and saying, imagine what would have happened if we didn't do what we did. Right. And we're all assuming it means if she hadn't killed Paul,
right.
She shot him point blank in his living room, which I was shocked, but anyway, so I stopped it right as all of that has ended. And this is where we see Eve, and she's kind of walking onto a stage. It looks like in a hall of some sort, like a concert hall.
Yeah. It looks like a theater.
Yeah. A theater. And there's bright lights on her. Yeah. She's wearing a leather jacket that we've never seen her wear before.
And she looks good.
Yeah. She looks very good. Yeah, that's definitely nothing that we've ever seen her wear before. And it's literally that quick of a blip, and then it's over.
Yeah.
And then we see Villanelle in this. I love the outfits they put her in. I absolutely love this
wardrobe is on point striped. For the show.
Yeah. And so take note of this multicolored striped shirt, because you're going to see it again.
Okay.
Because obviously I've watched this many times, but just Jodie Comer and her beauty right there. I'll just keep on going. So, and then the next next shot is of Constantine, and his hand is bandaged. And I don't recall his hand being bandaged in the end of season three. Now I've rewatched that as well. So I've rewatched the whole entire one, two, three, just very recently again. And, Carolyn lets him go. But he doesn't have his hand bandaged. He's recovering from his heart attack.
Okay.
But his hand was definitely not bandaged in that last scene that we saw him in, because he gets his thing that he's got to go get his money. It's a little bauble or whatever that has a barcode on it. And she lets him go. She doesn't kill him. So we don't know why Constantine's got his hand bandaged. It kind of looks like he's in a, he's definitely in a European setting. That's looks more like a Rome setting to me, if anything, or it could be London. Who knows?
Maybe Venice, because of the water.
Could be. Yeah. It's anybody's guess, but again, that's a very quick blip of a view of him. And then we get Carolyn, who's looks very worried.
Yes, she does. Just deep in thought.
Deep in thought. Yeah. She looks very, to me, she looks very tired. Mm-hmm. And that's something that she's not normally, you know, she's normally very put together and very, you know, non-emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell where that is, but other than maybe it's her house, I'm guessing, or somebody's house. And I'll keep on scrolling, because then we get Eve in a car with her hand against the window. And she's like, hey, basically.
Yeah.
And I didn't really go too much frame by frame, but there's no reflection in the glass to see who she might be trying to get. It's like she's trying to get someone's attention.
Yeah. Kind of patting the window.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very quick, but I don't see any reflection anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, you can see the building reflection, but you don't see a person.
But no person. Yeah. So this scene, I haven't really tried to, so that almost looks like Eve's black coat.
It does but and the white shirt she had on,
but she's got, it's, there's red on it, so and it's not a button up, this is a t-shirt,
right?
So who knows what that is. And then someone is giving someone basically a shot in the arm.
Right
now I have a theory that this is the new assassin, because there is a young assassin that is one of the characters that they've made a permanent a recurring character in this, in the season four, so that must be her that's doing that, because I don't think it's Villanelle.
Do we think Villanelle is on top of her?
I don't think that's Villanelle giving the shot, and I don't think that's Villanelle on the ground.
Okay, do we think that's Eve on top of her?
I don't think so. I think it's the assassin.
Okay,
so this looks like Constantine.
Yes, it does,
because there's the bandage on his hand.
Yep.
So his left hand is bandaged, and he's standing near the water. So your guess of Venice is probably pretty close.
Well, somewhere European, like you said,
but with water,
potentially, and with canals, you know, Venice. But
so he's standing with his foot up on a ledge, and the water in front of him, and someone is coming from behind him who has very dark hair,
dark hair.
Yeah, and they're grabbing him and literally pushing him. And then that's it. We don't see anything. We see them make
stripes
contact
on their arms.
Yeah, that almost looks like
a uniform,
football jersey, or a uniform.
Oh, okay.
I thought football jersey, but uniform of some sort. Is that Eve? I don't think so.
I don't think
so either.
Eve.
Yeah, but that's it. It's literally like three clicks and it's over. So we don't know what's happening there.
Right.
And then we see Helene in the bathtub.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey.
So clearly we're going to get her in her private life. I know that if you remember, she has a child, and it sounds like her mother helps take care of her child with her, because she's on the phone when Villanelle is in the office and she's trying to, you know, get her keeper status. Helene is on the phone with her child a couple of times.
Right.
So I'm just guessing, but that's quite an elaborate bathtub there.
Yeah, it is.
From what we can see of it.
It's like a claw foot, but it's like metallic, and it looks really cool.
Yeah. Nice bubble bath. and then we see Eve standing in some kind of paneled.
Maybe cabin.
Cabin. That's what I thought. And she's
Jolene there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Different show.
Yeah. It's just pointing a gun at someone, which, and she's doesn't look happy about it. I mean, and it's literally Boom. I mean, okay, so this,
yeah, I these think, are like just flashing by, yeah. right? Yeah.
So I think this is the young person.
That's who's, that's the person that was on top shot. Of the
yes,
yeah, because that's the jacket.
Yeah, actually, 100%. Look, this T-shirt oh, right here. I wonder if that's yeah. the one. I don't know. This is they're gonna do that on purpose for us,
right?
Make us confused.
But that again, jacket the water. Was on the one that was on top of the person on the bed,
bomber so. Jacket. That's what yeah. I thought too. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I thought too. So I think this is a recurring character.
Okay.
And then this, I don't even Jesus. Know. So this
a
is
woman
another...
carrying a lamb. Is that a lamb?
A or lamb a... or a sheep?
Sheep. Yeah.
It's a sheep, I think.
Over her, on her back and around her neck.
Yeah, around her neck, on her shoulders. Who is it? Never seen her before. She's a young lady. Yeah. And it's literally, boom, it's gone.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's yeah, just like if blip. You blink, it's gone. Like yep. That's three clicks on my mouse.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we get a shot of Villanelle running frantically somewhere. It's really hard to tell. She's in a crowd of some sort.
Yeah.
It doesn't really give us much than that.
Jeez. Yeah. I forgot how like fast it was
mm-hmm.
paced.
Mm-hmm. This is someone's hands are tied and it's a,
the hood over hard her to head. Tell. Looks like they're in a trunk because of the red light.
Oh, that's
probably
that's
from
very
tail
possible.
Lights.
Yep. It's some kind of suit they're wearing or coat of some sort. Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like a full, it could be Villanelle. She loves yeah. to wear like matching tops.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And then that one's over. And then we see, Eve again. She's
running,
looks like running through the woods and okay. So here's
Man,
that.
These are just
yeah,
so,
it's
fast.
So fast. So here's that shirt again. So this has got to be Villanelle, right?
That is Villanelle.
The shirt. I can't
is that Carolyn?
Tell if this, it does look like Carolyn in the background.
Yeah.
Someone is in a hospital bed and I can't tell. Is this a foot? Is this a toe? Is it a hand? It looks like it's bloody. I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe
is there more to it?
No, that's pretty much it. That's it right there. So maybe wow. that's Constantine and maybe that's how he gets hurt, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like this is a toe to me. Unless these yeah. are fingers right here. This might be fingers. So it's like, two clicks, literally. Boom,
that's
boom.
Crazy.
It's gone. Yeah. yeah.
But it's something wrapped in bandages.
Somebody's
and
injured.
Bloody.
Yeah. It's definitely like a hospital almost, I would think. Because it
well,
looks...
and it looks like Carolyn is looking towards their head.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was maybe a
so
toe.
So what body part? Yeah. Like, that could
foot.
Be a foot.
Yeah.
That could be a foot. Like a really mangled foot.
yeah.
Yeah.
So next shot is Carolyn again, and she's spitting. This is, it's slow motion, but she's spitting something out of her mouth. And I believe the audio says there's some, I believe she says something here, if I'm not mistaken, over, you know, voiceover.
Yeah.
But she's just like spitting at somebody, basically. She's like pissed off. So then we cut to the scene where Villanelle is walking and she looks injured to me.
Okay.
She doesn't yeah. look well to me at all.
She looks annoyed.
Well, she's holding her head funny. And yeah. as we pan out, she's also holding her arm. Yeah. And as we pan out, Eve is riding beside her on one of those
motorized scooters. Yeah.
And she says, do you want a ride yep. or need a ride?
Yep.
Again, I, by the water. And I didn't notice this before, but it's
that looks like California
by the water. Yeah. Or New yeah. York. I mean, it's either one, right?
Yeah.
She's yep. got some crazy looking pajamas on, but see how she's holding her arm here.
Yes.
She's
yes.
definitely injured in some way, shape or form.
Yep.
I think as we continue to go, then we see it cuts to, and they stop and hopefully have a conversation, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And then, she starts walking again and doesn't really answer. But now we see at the end of this, we see Villanelle on the scooter and I'm assuming
and it looks like Eve is walking
background.
Away in the background. Yeah.
In the background. So who knows? And then we see the February 27th. See, it says BBC America.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I looked it up while we were.
Okay.
You're totally right. I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
No, it's okay. So, yeah, that's all we have.
That's yeah. It doesn't really tell us much
no.
of anything.
No.
Just, you know, dangles the carrot.
Yeah. But I can't wait. I'm even debating whether we want to try and do like a mini... Do you want to try to do a mini episode and just talk about it?
About what, the premiere?
About Killing Eve when it starts.
Yeah.
I'm kind of springing that on you, but
Yeah, no, let's do it. Like, I love
that show so much.
I think I need to like rewatch it all.
You have time.
Yeah, I do.
Because they go fast.
Yeah.
I might even watch it again.
Oh my. Cool. Fourth. How many times pass would that be for you now?
Four or five. I don't know. So yeah, so that's kind of a live analysis of a trailer. Yeah.
You just really, it gives you no information whatsoever. No. It all happens really, really fast. Yeah. And yeah, it's just, I mean, it's making me want to see it. So
I know. I can't
do
wait.
We know how many episodes it will be? Actually, I have it right here. Let's see.
I don't have, they said, I'm not 100% sure if they've
said. It will be eight episodes.
Eight. Oh man, not enough. That is not enough.
Nope. But they've all been eight.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Three was eight. Yep. Two was eight.
Yeah.
Yep. They're all eight.
That's why I said the seasons go fast because they're, you know,
they do. They're just like over in a heartbeat. Yeah. Do we know if they are gonna do like one at a time, right? Over the course of several weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So interesting. I can't wait for that show to come back and see where they're gonna end up, and are they gonna become a couple? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they should, to be honest, because
I know
I'm not sure they're really good for one another, but it would be hot.
their obsession for each other is hot.
Yes,
is what's hot.
Yes, yes. Yeah, maybe I'll start a rewatch of Killing Eve. Oh, and speaking of rewatches, or it just jogged my memory as far as our Marvel watch.
Yes,
we kind of took a pause on it. Maybe next week or the following week we'll pick up with Black Panther, but we had a lot to talk about, and so we didn't want to add one more thing.
No, we got it all.
Okay.
I think.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we would love it if you're enjoying the pod, if you could rate, review, and subscribe, and, you know, 5-star reviews would be excellent.
By the way, Spotify now has a rating system as well. So you can go on there and rate us on Spotify. And I figured out how to get us on the Google pod. Whatever it's called, Google Pod. I don't know what it's called, but you can listen to us on Google too. So
sweet. Awesome. Well, see, now there's even more places to listen to us.
Yeah.
If you want to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email at nerdtonerdpodcast@gmail.com, or we're on Twitter and Instagram at nerdtonerdpod. Let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you're getting excited about. Are you guys watching? Are you excited for Killing Eve return? Anybody watching Legends? Anybody interested in watching Station 11? We highly recommend it. Just let us know what you're up to. But until next time, stay nerdy.